Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Guys, hi. Let me grab the stand. 1 second. Whew, sorry, I was very late. I almost missed. I had something really important to do that I'm going to tell you about. 1 second. How are you all doing? How was your day so far? Tell me. Great. A lot of different ones. Okay. What was your favorite thing that you did today? I heard tubing. Swimming. Okay. On the count of three, I want you all to say what your favorite thing that you did today was. 1, 2, 3. R&R. Yeah. Woo. That's great. Okay. Woo. That's great. That all sounds so great. Pardon my breathlessness. I'm about to tell you about this. I've been digging up something that I dug it in the ground. And I want to show you what it is, because you guys are my friends. Oh, I'm Reagan, by the way. You know my name. Everyone shout your name on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Awesome. All right. Woo. Nice. All right. Now you know my name. I know yours, most of them, hopefully. So now we're friends, and now I want to show you this really special thing of mine. Does anyone have any guesses? Any? Something round? Yeah, what do you think it is? A really cool rock? A diamond? Woo! Okay, one more. A present, yes. A present, okay. Shh. I'll show you, but you gotta settle down. Settle down so I can show you what it is, because it's amazing and it requires all the attention, okay? Okay, here we go. Oh no, there's a knot in it. Hang on. Okay, I got it open. Ready? Oh, it's another box. Oh no. Okay. I'm so sorry. I forgot about this because I wanted it to be so secure. I didn't want it, to get damaged by the weather, Okay. Let's see what it is. Drum roll. Oh, it's another box. Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot how many layers. This thing is so special to me. It's another box, but this one is familiar. This one looks familiar. And I'm going to tell you why. Because my special thing is here we go. My special thing is inside of it, okay? It is a ring. My special ring. My beautiful special ring. Isn't it so pretty? It is. I dug it up. Just wanted to show you guys. I couldn't do anything with it because I didn't want it to get lost. I can't wear it, It would get lost. It could fall off. I could lose it, and that would be so sad. And, I can't just leave it on a shelf, because then someone could come by and just knock it off, and then it would be lost again. I can't do that. A dog could have come from anywhere and just eaten it. You know what? I think I need to bury it again. Are we all in agreement? Let's bury it again. What? Why are we? Who disagrees? Anyone disagree? What? Why? I want to hear why. What do you think? She said, no one would ever be able to see it. You know what? I think, yeah, there's, I'm glad I have you guys to talk some sense to me. I can't believe I was about to bury this gem. You know what? We're going to not bury it. But this reminds, you know, this reminds me of something. I've heard this, like, case that we're trying to solve. I don't really know. I was busy digging up the stuff in the yard. Does anyone remember what case we're trying to solve? I don't know if I quite remember. Anyone? Yeah? Yeah, how to learn about God? Yeah, how to get to know God, I think. Something like that. How to follow God? Does that sound familiar? I think it does sounds right to me. Yeah. I think, if I remember correctly, Sunday night, Bree talked about why we should follow God, all about that. This morning, Abe talked about why we need to be obedient and how we can use our obedience to follow God. But I, you know what? I think I came across a clue this morning on another way we can follow God. It's called using your gifts. And this isn't our Christmas gifts or our birthday gifts. Even though those can be really fun, these gifts are ones that God gives to us. See, God has made each and every one of us uniquely. There's no one else on this earth that is an exact match to us. God has given us each different abilities and personalities and likes and dislikes. And just like this, God has given us all gifts personally because he knows us. Some examples of gifts that God gives to us can be music. Maybe you really love singing or dancing or playing an instrument. Maybe you really love sports. Or maybe you just really love helping out your parents with chores around the house. Can you guys think of anything that you really love to do? Turn to your neighbor and I'll give you like 10 seconds to tell you what you're really good at. Three, two, one, shh. Those all sound great. I heard a couple of them. Now, okay, God has given each of you abilities and gifts with your interests in mind. For me, I love singing. I have found a way that I can use that gift, and it's to worship God and to help others engage in worship with him. For those of you who really love to help others, you can show God's love by helping other people. Maybe that looks like not complaining when your mom asks you to empty the dishwasher or clean your room. Maybe it looks like helping a classmate with their homework when it looks like they're really struggling. For those of you who love sports, maybe you can show what it looks like to be a good teammate. Or show encouraging your fellow teammates and not being a sore loser after losing a game. Whatever it looks like for you, God loves it when we use the gifts that he has given us. Now, many of you may be wondering, why should we use our gifts? Well, there is this thing called a parable in the Bible that we're going to look at. Does anyone know what a parable is? Heard of it? Anyone know? Right here, what is it? What's a parable? Yeah, it's a story. Specifically, it's a story, a simple story that teaches a lesson. And Jesus used these parables all the time during his ministry. And the parable we're going to talk about tonight is one that he told. So we are going to show what that looks like. All right, without further ado, one second. Let's get into the story. Hang on, I'm going to come down here. I am the narrator. Can we get some lights up? Maybe? Maybe not. It's okay. Okay. Got to clear the stage a little bit. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a master who was about to go on a journey. Her name was Master May. Oh. Master May called her three servants and gave them some of her money. Here they come now. Yeah. Give them a hand. All right. Their names were Faithful Fiona, Reliable Ralph, and Drowsy Danielle. To Faithful Fiona, Master May gave 5 talents. To Reliable Ralph, she gave 2 talents. And to Drowsy Danielle, she gave 1 talent. All depending on each one's ability. Then she went on a journey. Let's all say goodbye. Bye, Master May. Immediately, Faithful Fiona, who had received 5 talents, went, put them to work, and earned 5 more. And in the same way, Reliable Ralph, with 2 talents, earned 2 more. But Drowsy Danielle, who had received 1 talent, went off in the middle of nowhere, dug a hole in the ground, and hid her master's money. And after a long time, Master May came back and went to see how each servant handled her money. Faithful Fiona, who had received 5 talents, approached, presented 5 more talents, and said, Reliable Ralph, who had received 2 talents, also approached, and he said, Drowsy Danielle, who had received 1 talent, also approached and said, her master replied to her, and so everyone who has a lot, more will be given, and they will have more than enough. But those who have a little, even that will be taken away. So, guys, that is our story. I'm no longer the narrator. 1 second. I'm back. I know. Thank you. Okay. See, friends, God gives us these gifts. In this case, he gave them the talents so that we will use them. All of the characters in this story represent someone or something that Jesus is trying to show us. Kind of like a superhero. Take Spider-Man, for instance. When he has his mask on, people know him as Spider-Man. But when you take the mask off, who is he? Peter Parker, that's right. In this story, the master represents God. And the first and second servant, they represent the people who love God and use their abilities to double what God gave them. The third servant, is one who was trying so hard to protect their gift, trying not to take too many risks because that would be so scary. But in the process, the gift was never actually used. All right, let's give our actors a round of applause. Thank you, guys. Okay, let's all focus again. Here we go. We're getting there, I promise. See, God never gave us these gifts to puppy guard them. He gave us these gifts so that we could use them. And it makes God so, so happy when we use our gifts, especially when it helps or encourages someone else. And so with this whole case that we're trying to solve, I guess this is one way that we can follow God is by using our gifts. You know what? This ring, I think it belongs on my finger. I don't think it belongs underground where no one can see it. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up for one last song. And during this song, I want you all to think about the gifts that God has given you. Something that you are really good at that you could use to help someone else or show your love for God. And I want you to write it down in your notebooks. And I want you to remember it. Then I want you to think about someone who you know that doesn't maybe know God. Maybe there's a way you can use your gifts to show that person that God cares for them. And this next song we're going to sing talks about how God is the one that puts the breath in our lungs. So we should use our breath to praise him. So let's go ahead and do that together.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.